Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Proverbs 8:28, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before the works of old. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. So God the Father, the Lord possessed his own wisdom even before the creation, all creation was established. Wisdom was brought in the very beginning, acting as a master workman beside God. Now hear this. Wisdom was brought in the very beginning, acting as a master workman beside God. Wisdom is an internal attribute personified. God's skillful planning design. So God, wisdom is an innate part of him. It was always there. Wisdom was an internal attribute personified. God's skillful planning design. Wisdom is beside God like a master workman. Wisdom was beside God like a master workman. God used wisdom as the blueprint. And wisdom, you could say wisdom, fatherhood. A real father, it has wisdom. It's full of wisdom. God used wisdom as the blueprint and the tool, the skilled tool, to bring the world into existence. God used wisdom as the blueprint and the tool, the skilled tool, to bring the world into existence. Wisdom was the blueprint. Wisdom did not learn. God did not learn wisdom. God did not learn wisdom. Rather, wisdom was an internal, eternal, existent part of God. Wisdom is the skillful plan, skillful, through which things are made and are carried out by God, or carried out, corrected by a person. So the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. The Lord, Jehovah, possessed me. He literally owned me, and it was attained within him. He possessed me in the beginning, in the Reshith, which is the first in place and time. Order, rank, just like fatherhood.
Yes, sir.
Fatherhood is wisdom. First fruits, beginning, the principal part. P-A-L, the overseeing part, coming out of God. In the beginning of his way, the road he trod, his creating, his going forth, with things. Wisdom was there, like the course of life, mode of action, whithersoever, whatsoever he was doing before his works, his performance, his systematic, very habitual practicing and bringing things into place of old, of that time back then, on and on and on and on. So before God could do anything or did anything, he was full of wisdom.
Amen.
He did not learn wisdom. He did not come into wisdom. He is wisdom. And Jesus is wisdom personified. Even Scripture tells you that he is. Jesus is made unto us wisdom. God the Father came in flesh, and he walked among us, and we saw wisdom walking totally in a man.
Yes,
but in a God man. God man. God and man.
Amen.
So wisdom was in the beginning. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. Then verse 23, Proverbs 8:23. I was set up. I was set up from everlasting. From the beginning. God knows the end from the beginning. God starts at the end and not the beginning. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. Now think about that. I was set up. I was internally and eternally inside God the Father. and released. And the Hebrew says that wisdom was poured out of him. Wisdom was like power is poured out of God. Wisdom was poured out of him. I was set up. I was poured out. I was like a libation. I was literally poured out, set up from everlasting. Everlasting. Time out of mind, past and future. Wisdom was set up from the past to the future, all the way in eternity. Wisdom was there all the time. Continuous, perpetual, always. Eternal wisdom from the beginning. From the very beginning, the Roshe, the head, the first, the beginning, the forefront, the chiefest of all things, or ever, before ancient times, aforetimes, ever the earth was. Before the earth was, the terra firma, the earth, the eretz, the land, the globe, this, that, and the other, wisdom was there. Proverbs 8:24. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. I was brought forth and began to pour forth. When there were no depths, when there were no fountains abounding with water, when there was ayin, nothing, non-entity, didn't exist, no depths. Depths always talks about a surging mass of water, like especially the deep of the subterranean water supply. It's like a surging mass of water. That's what he called the depths. When you see the depths there in the book of Genesis, the subterranean. Subterranean is like existing and situating and operating below the surface of the earth. Now think about this. All up under you, we have wells up here. You have to drill down to get to the water table. The water is up under you. You're sitting on top of water. You're sitting on rivers and rivers and rivers and rivers of water. All up under the earth. The earth is sitting on top of it. It's up underneath the earth. Can you imagine that? And God keeps it where it won't come up and drown us all. And you have to drill down in through the earth and go down through the rocks here to get down where the water is so you can put a well pump in it. You have to hit the water table. You can drill and drill and drill and drill, but you can drill here and not hit it, but step over here and you can hit it. Water tables. Before there were even any depths, wisdom was there. Before there were any depths, no water tables, nothing at all. Wisdom was there. So what he's saying right here, when there were no depths, no water tables, no water, no subterranean sea up under the earth, or like ocean or rivers up under the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. I was brought forth. Listen to this. I was brought forth. Yes, I was brought forth. I was brought forth, made and formed and shapen. But it's the word parturition. Parturition is like a woman having a baby.
Yes, sir.
There's some writhing involved. W-R-I-T-H-E.
Yes, sir.
There's some turmoil. So God, when God created the heaven and the earth, it was not just say, light be light. He did, you know, there it is, boom, boom. No, he had to go through some processes to do some of this. We don't know all about that. But it was more than you can imagine what God did. About all of this, on and on and on and on and on. Dear God, for him to come into the earth, he had to stay 9 months inside the womb of a woman. A parturition. Do you see? How many see what I'm saying? So, when there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, I was brought forth. I was brought forth where there were no fountains, no springs, no fountains, no wells, no springs abounding with numerous at all, abounding with water. God's wisdom said, I was there. And by the way, wisdom in the book of Proverbs is called she. Because she's a counterpart that works along with the Father to bring things to pass. You see what I'm saying? Wisdom is married to God. How many understand what I'm saying? So before the mountains were settled, Proverbs 18:25, before the mountains were settled, before not yet before. The mountains, the range of hills were settled. They were settled, fastened, settled in the earth so they wouldn't turn over or something wouldn't blow them over. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, was I brought forth. Wisdom was I brought forth. I brought forth. And it even says parturition here. Like the process of bringing forth something or somewhat of a laboring. Think about that. God went through things we don't even understand to create situations. It's not just he said it and that was it. Well, he did, but there's a creating involved. There's a creating involved. He takes the things that are made and shows us the things that are eternal before the foundation of the world, Romans 1 and 20. So, before there were any mountains, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. Verse 26, while as yet he had not made the earth. While as yet God had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. For as yet, not yet, even unto, he had not made, brought forth and accomplished and performed and practiced the earth, the eras, the terra firma, the earth, the country, the land, the field, the ground, on and on and on and on, nor the fields, the outside, outdoors. Think about this. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust, the highest part, that's going to be like a mountain, of the dust, the powder, the mortar, the earth of the world. And this world here is the word tebel, the earth, or the therefore for inhabited. Before the earth was inhabited, the globe, and then its inhabitants were added later on as the habitable world. Before all that was done and God put people in the earth, wisdom was there. Verse 27, and when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he prepared the heavens, a king, wise man Solomon wrote this.
Yes, sir.
When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he prepared, he erected, established, rendered, framed, fashioned, made ready, ordained, and ordered, and confirmed the heavens, the Shamayim, the sky, the higher ether, the jewel, perhaps alluding the visible arch where the clouds move, higher ether where the celestial bodies move, heavens. So all the heavens, first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, that all the way going up, different heavens going up.
Yes,
wisdom said, I was there. I was there before that. I was there. I was there. When I was there, I was in. When he set a compass, without a compass, you don't have anything. You don't even know where you're going. You don't even know where you're looking. It takes a compass. So when he appeared, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he set a compass, when he enacted, he prescribed, decreed, he appointed a compass. A compass, you can think of a circle, a circuit, a compass. Circle, circuit, compass. A compass is like a navigation tool used to determine direction. A compass will show you where the north is. The North Pole, you hear?
Yes, sir.
It's a magnetic field that draws it. Think about what God put on the earth, a magnetic field to draw a compass toward the north so you'll know which way you're going.
Yes, sir.
A compass determines the north. A compass.
Yes, sir.
So a compass is a navigation tool used to determine direction. It's a device featuring a magnetized needle that aligns with the earth's magnetic field to indicate direction north, is what it does. It is used for navigation, ships and all, boat, ocean, and also for surveying. They can't survey without a compass. You have to have a compass to survey. It's used for navigation and surveying. It's an instrument used for drawing circles compasses and measuring distances. Measures distances. It's a metaphor for range, scope, and boundary. A survey will put a boundary on something. A compass will show you the boundary. You see what I'm saying? A compass is a big thing. So when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he set a compass upon over and had the charge of the face of, the very face of the depth, the Tehum,
yes, sir.
The underground water tables and rivers. See that? A surging mass of water, the deep, the subterranean water supply. Anything existing, occurring, operating under the surface of the earth is like a deep, depth place. It's like a womb, like the womb of the earth. It takes the womb of a female to bring forth a baby, a mother. It takes the womb of the earth to hold these things. The womb of the earth holds these water tables that we get water here. Think about that. God calls it the depths. Man of God, Moses said the depth. See, that's what he does. Proverbs 8:22, when he established the clouds above, when he made strong, he established, confirmed, increased the clouds, the firmament, the heaven, the sky, above, up on a very high place, up overhead, on the top, above us all. He said, I was there when he strengthened, made stout, strengthened, hardened the fountains of the fountain and the wells of the deep. He strengthened them. In other words, he's saying, I won't let them run out. Are you here? I won't let them run out of the deep, that mass of water again, the deep, the subterranean water supply. On and on, the depth, on and on. When he gave to the sea his decree, Proverbs 8:29. When God the Father gave, he considered, determined, and charged, and purposed. When he gave to the sea, the roaring, a sea's a roaring, like it's like a noisy surf, meaning it has much force that has to be controlled, a large body of water. Think about the sea. Think about the sea, how huge it is. There's more sea than land, isn't there? Sea, water, sea. My God, the depths of it. Big ships coming through. Storms, wind, blowing. And it comes up to the shore. Big waves, surf, noisy surf. Wise man Solomon said, when he gave the sea his decree, in other words, the noisy surf, his decree, meaning his appointment, his commandment, his decree thing, his bound. In other words, his decree. The sea cannot go beyond what God set to be boundaries. The sea down at Charleston can't come all the way up to Columbia. No, God put a decree on it. Hallelujah. Before he did all that, wisdom said I was there. Before he did all of that, only on his decree. See that, everybody? That the waters, the flood, the spring, the water course, the flood, should not, absolutely not, pass like the all bar, like transition over or go over beyond his commandment. Notice what he commanded, what he decreed, it cannot go beyond it. So he said, when he gave to the sea his decree, you can't go beyond it. That the water should not pass his commandment. Cannot pass his commandment. It should not pass, it shall not cross over, it shall not all bar his commandment. And the way in his commandment, a commandment is like a sentence, a commandment, an appointment. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So the command of God coming out, it's what P-A, the Hebrew is like mouth. His mouth, he delivered it and said, that's it. That's as far as it can go. Think about this. Here comes God in the flesh, walking in the earth named Jesus. Well, God in the flesh. When he was out there with his disciples and all, a big storm came up. A big raging storm. Mark 4:38 and 39, And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. In other words, I set the boundary on you. Peace, be still. My father set this boundary before I ever got here. Peace, be still. Peace, be still, right? And the wind ceased and there was a calm. And they said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the seas obey him? Well, he's speaking what God the Father spoke in the very beginning, because he's the Father in flesh come here. And he said, hey, I decreed, peace be still. You say, you be still. Anybody here? Hallelujah. The point is, wisdom said, I was there before. And I was there also before that. I was there also before the foundations. The foundations of the earth. The very foundation. The appointment. The foundation and all. See, without a foundation, you don't have anything. Amen, somebody? Amen. Well, before he even brought forth the foundations of the earth, wisdom said, I was there.
Amen.
I was there before.
Amen.
I was there. God is married to his wisdom. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I was there. Yeah, I was there. I was there. I was there. I was there. The foundation of the earth. Glory to God. God the Father, the Lord, possessed wisdom from the very beginning. Like I told you, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before the works of old. Wisdom is better than rubies. Nothing else can compare to it. Nothing can compare to wisdom. For wisdom, Proverbs 8:11, is better than rubies. Wisdom, skillful. And by the way, when you say wisdom, it's not only wit and wisdom, but it's skill. Skill, remember that a little bit, skill. Wisdom is skill, skill, skill. It's better, it's better, it's goodlier. Actually, I said goodlier, better than rubies. Rubies is like a round pearl, it's round, a ruby. Worth a lot of money, high value, rubies. Wise man Solomon said, wisdom is better than rubies.
Yes, sir.
It's more than rubies. Are you listening to that? It's more than somebody trying to get money. And all manner of the things that may be desired. Wisdom's more than anything you can ever desire. A desire or something that you desire so much and you purpose some way you wish you had it. Or not to be compared. They're not equal, not made equal. They're not equalized, not made equal. They do not compare. Don't compare to wisdom. None. No comparison. You believe it's big? Wisdom dwells with prudence. Wisdom dwells with prudence. Prudence. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I, wisdom. Proverbs 8 and 12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, find out knowledge of witty inventions. So I, wisdom, remember again, wisdom is wit, wisely, but it's skillful. And hang on to that thought. I, wisdom, I dwell. I permanently stay. I abide. I inhabit. I have habitation. In other words, I remain, I continue, I shut up. In other words, I dwell, I am married, has habitation. So I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, orma, sound judgment in managing affairs. Prudence. A sense of good discretion involves exercising caution, wisdom to act appropriately in specific situations. In discretion, involves exercising caution, wisdom, common wisdom, to act appropriately in specific situations. So prudence, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, a stratagem. In other words, wisdom, prudence, has strategy of God's plan for whatever needs to be done. You see? And I find out, I dwell with prudence. But wisdom said, I find out, I attain, and I acquire, and I find out knowledge, the knowledge of a certainty of witty inventions, a plan, something, sagacity, wise, sound judgment, ability to make intelligent choices and decisions. You see that? inventions, discretion, witty. So for somebody to invent something that really is worthwhile, really great for mankind, had to have some wisdom from God to do that.
Yes,
even people don't know God, sometimes God to give somebody like that some wisdom to help humanity.
Yes,
right, everybody?
Yes,
so the knowledge, it's like the knowledge of witty inventions. Wisdom, counsel is mine and sound judgment. Wisdom said, counsel is mine and sound judgment is understanding and has strength.
All right.
Wisdom is counsel is mine and sound judgment and is understanding and his strength. Proverbs 8:14, counsel is mine.
Right.
Wisdom said, counsel is mine. Prudence, advisement, counsel, plan, advice. You want advice, you better have wisdom. God the Father talking to you through his wisdom. Wisdom, counsel is mine. Counsel is mine. Counsel is mine. The word wisdom, plan, advisement, advice, purpose is mine. It belongs to me, inseparable. And sound wisdom. Sound wisdom is the word toshia, which means to substantiate. Something very substantial that you can have as a foundation of anything you think to do or you decide to do. So sound judgment to substantiate support. It's like direct help coming to you. Like the purpose of an undertaking or intellectual understanding. It's like substance. It's like an enterprise. It's like an enterprise of things that show you what to do. Sound wisdom. So there's wisdom, chokma. Sound wisdom is toshia. Sound wisdom is even greater, even more emphasis than that. It seems as if it's the word toshia, sound wisdom. Seems as if toshia expresses the meaning of God using wisdom and his inspiration as the source for a person to build something and bring something to pass that's right and worthwhile. So sound wisdom is teshua. Expresses the meaning of God's using God's wisdom, his inspiration, like a source for a person to build something, to bring something to pass. It gives substance to substantiate. It gives substance that substantiates something very substantial that you're deciding and that will happen. Related to the realm of bringing it forth into reality. That which God has given you a glimpse of. Given you quick understanding. Sometimes wisdom, God can give you a glimpse of it, quick understanding. Oh, I see. And he gives you absolutely the solution at that moment.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to seek for it.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you have to search for it. Sometimes you have to pray for it.
Yes,
you see, on and on and on.
Yes,
but I'll tell you what, it will flow like water out of God.
Amen.
He did not learn wisdom. He did not come into wisdom. He is wisdom.
Amen.
Wisdom's with him.
Amen.
Always there. You see that? Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of his truth and a deeper level of relationship with himself.